Well, hi, Alana Jassara. I'm happy to have you here. We've been connected for like 6 months now, maybe end of last year.
Right when I first started officially getting deeper into taking pictures. So right about 5 to 6 months ago.
Yeah, like right before state, I feel like a few weeks before state. So
yeah,
like,
so around December.
November, December-ish.
Yeah.
Yes, but I've been watching your journey. I've been so proud of you. And if y'all don't know, she is a student athlete, but she's also a photographer, videographer, all the things. And she really reminds me of myself because when I went to Norland, I started doing the same thing. Student athlete first, then started branching out into sports media. And I knew that's where I wanted to go in college and beyond. So I'm excited to get to know you a little more. So let's just start with Alana Jassara, the student athlete, because I feel like that's the side I don't know much about.
Right.
What sports do you play?
Well, I currently do track and field. I'm not a runner, I'm a jumper. So last season I did long jump, high jump. I've always been into athletics, starting from maybe elementary because I was a dancer at first. And then once I got into middle school, I started moving on to actual physical sports. So like volleyball, that was my first official sport that I picked up. And I said, hey, like, I love this. So I did that. And then going into my seventh, eighth grade year, I started doing flag football. Okay. And then kind of started off from there.
Yeah. So dancing, flag football. And then how did we get to track?
So I've always been invested and interested in running. I've always been interested and invested in track itself. Like it's a sport that catches your eye. And I feel like just from my personal opinion, I feel like that's the show. That's the biggest thing people want to watch in the Olympics besides swimming.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, okay, hey, I love it. Like I love watching it, love being around it. Not even just track itself, but I love being around sports in general. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, let's do it. And I've always been scared to do it because I know it's such a competitive sport. Yeah. And it takes a lot of mental stuff. Like, can I do it? Should I do it? And I just like, even if I don't do the running part, let's do it. Let's jump.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I know the year prior to that, I was on flag football and I was in love with it. I was infatuated. But I realized like, hey, it wasn't even about the money from it. It was like, I can't blast off how I want to blast off.
Mm.
So I was like, I gotta let it go. And even now, like, even if I do want to play, I'm open to it. But it was like, I can't go to college from it.
Got you.
So I was like,
Olympics. You can go to the Olympics. Okay. What? 2028.
I'm finna be done with school by then. I'd have been like, yeah, I thought about that. So I was like, can I do it? Should I do it? But it's gonna be too late by then. And
I'm
gonna be everywhere but there. Means that I have to train again and get back into that groove. So I'm like, okay, let me
take
it.
So you had to make a decision and you chose track and field, jump. Okay, triple jump, long jump.
I love long jump. That's my thing. But I do want to, you know, jump into different things.
Yeah. Okay, I see it.
I'm going to do triple jump next year if possible, God willing. And if my coach is open to it, that's what I want to do. And I was thinking about running a 4 just to, you know, get my feet wet. But I have to realize that it takes a lot of conditioning and it takes a lot of strength. So I know once I do so, I'm going to have to, you know.
Yeah.
But most definitely jumping is where I'm at least currently right now.
Okay. And then on the student side, what are some of your favorite subjects? What do you like to study?
Right now, my favorite subject is English. It's been English since my freshman year, and I'm currently a junior now. So me and English go together real bad.
Okay. Same.
I love history. History is kind of interesting. I always had a niche for it, no matter how I felt about it. It was just like, that's cool. And me matching what happened back then with realizing it was kind of happening now. Mm-hmm. And that history repeats itself is really cool to me. It's a scary thing, but it's very, very cool. So that's one of my like top 3 subjects that I like.
Yeah.
And then
because those were my favorite too. Okay, what you about to say for number 3? Let me see.
I think my third subject, I don't think it's a core subject. I think it's more like an elective. I would say my magnet class because I'm in hospitality and tourism.
Oh my gosh, I was in that too. I am so serious. I like graduation and everything.
So We have a sports marketing class, and I think that's my favorite subject.
Y'all have a sports marketing class?
Yeah.
Send me back to Norland, because what?
Yeah, it's cool. It's partnered through St. Thomas University, so it's really cool. And we get hands-on experience, and I know we're going to be going off campus for certain periods and, you know, actually getting that feel for it. So I'm in love. That's where I'm at.
Oh, so are you thinking about studying in college?
Yeah, I think I already picked my major. I want to do public relations and sports communications. And then possibly minor in, like, what's it called? Social services.
Okay.
Because I think those two do go hand in hand, at least somewhere in this brain of mine. So let's do it. I'm ready to jump into it. So I'm currently trying to earn and get my AA. So when I do get to an actual university, I can just jump right in.
Absolutely. Yes. Get those gen ed class out the way, girl. Yeah. I was so happy. I took like ENC 1101 and 02 while I was at Norland. So when I got to UF, like, so many people were struggling with that. And I'm like, I thank God I took that in high school. Like, as much as you can now, because it's crazy. It's crazy in college. That's all I say. So what schools are you looking at for college?
Currently, I think my top five right now is...
Come on, top five. Come on, athlete. Okay.
My top five is Florida State. That's number one. Number two, University of Texas. University of Oklahoma. We have Oregon, and that's right about it. I think I could go on. I have like a top 10.
So University of Florida is not in the mix. That's what you're saying.
I mean, I think it would be if I go on a visit. I have to get a feel for it.
Please go to Gainesville, go to a football game. Like, do what you need to do. But saying Florida State first on this Zoom with me is crazy.
Let me say it's cool. Being a no is like, it's a whole different type of energy. And even if I do want to, you know, have fun, have like go to a party.
Yeah.
You is right there.
Literally right there.
Like, I can get
two experiences in one.
Right. Get the best of both worlds. So yeah. I think it'll be really, really cool.
Okay. I guess from that sounds okay. Okay, whatever. Now we jump over to photography. I needed to know about student athlete first, because that's the part I feel like we have not talked a lot about. But now on to photography. Where did you fall in love with the camera? When, how? Tell me.
That's a loaded story. Okay. I wrote about that in my ENC 1101 class. So I've always been behind the camera. I can say that for sure. I've always been, you know, techie, as my mom called it. So I would say from elementary, I've always helped my dance coordinator with photography and like taking videos and stuff like that. And I didn't know that, you know, the exposure from that, and also my parents, or at least my father, he was very into the camera, into production. So I didn't know like that type of exposure would kind of like rub off on me. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really start getting into it until I got to my eighth grade year of middle school. That's when I joined the digital media program and academy at Somerset Academy Central Miramar. And it was really, really cool. I think it was a different experience. I learned different ways to edit. I learned how to set up a mic and do different things. So I kind of fell in love from there. And then I kind of fell out of love, or, you know, the flame kind of, the spark kind of dimmed when I got to my ninth grade year. Because I wasn't at the same school. I transferred to a Broward school. I was at Charles W. Flanagan, and they didn't have much of that there. So I didn't have a pathway to continue on. So I went to medicine. And when I transferred to Norland my sophomore year, it came right back. I said, okay, this is what I want to do.
Nice.
So I've always had some type of affection for photography and the camera, I would say, most definitely.
So when did you kind of get into sports photography specifically?
My first magnet that I was at prior to hospitality and tourism, I was in sports medicine. So we had a requirement that we had to have community service hours, at least 90, I think, every semester or two. I may be wrong. Mm-hmm. But we had to have a certain amount. And I was like, why not do the football team? That's what I was doing last year, because I was an athletic trainer. Mm-hmm. So I said, why not? Let's jump into it.
Yeah.
So me being a trainer, he told me that I cannot do sports and be a trainer at the same time. So it was like, boo.
Yeah.
But I did find a way because I talked to the head football coach. I said, hey, I want to help. I want to do something. Either it's taking pictures, doing anything, like I'm there.
Yeah.
So at first I was YouTube because I was making a YouTube channel, you know, filming them and stuff like that. I think I uploaded like 2 times until I realized like they want pictures.
Yeah.
Everybody needs pictures. Mm-hmm. They're like, are you taking pictures for us or is it videos? And when I tell them it was videos, when I mean that little turn into a let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started taking pictures from there, and it was an experience because I was doing volleyball at that time, and from there, I just had to stop. I had to stop volleyball because I realized like my heart wasn't in it. Football was exactly where I was at.
Yeah, so you wanted to be on the sideline. Yeah,
it's that energy. It's that oomph. It's something about being at Traz on a Friday night that just hit different. So I said, okay, I gotta do it.
Yeah.
Volleyball, I love you, but I gotta go.
No, I feel that Friday night at Traz is just different. It's like nothing else. Like people 50 years out of school come back. They don't care who playing. They there on the Friday night because they know it's gonna be good. So yeah, I can understand that feeling you had.
Like, for example, like you feel it in the stands, but imagine the feeling on the sideline.
Yes.
So it's really, really cool. I love it.
Yeah. I think back to last year. I think this is before I met you, the first New Orleans Central game.
Woo!
That experience, like, I can, like, visually see it. And then the second time New Orleans Central played.
It was the same thing, but, like, 10 times worse.
I'm telling you.
It was like, you almost had a nervous breakdown.
Yes.
Every emotion, like between the coaches, the student athletes, to the trainers, to the managers, all sitting there like, what's gonna happen?
Absolutely.
What's gonna come next? How are we gonna deal with this? Will this affect us going to states? Is this gonna break our record? Because remind you, I think it was like, I don't want to say our eighth. It was between our 7th or 8th game in the season. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say, oh, are we gonna go 71?
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue the streak. Let's keep it happy. Let's pray about it. Let's keep it going. But I can't even imagine. I can't even tell you how many times I sat there in the end zone just praying, God, like, God.
Yes. Yes. Girl, I was shaking. Like, please. My whole daddy's side of the family honestly went to Central. So, like, they were selling out. Like, ain't nobody worried about New Orleans. The previous season, Central ended our run, I believe. So, I just remember, like, really wanting to beat them and to see us actually do it and everybody rush the field. I'm like, it's just different. Like, it just means so much. So, to your point about Traz on a Friday night, like, it's like a college game. Like, it's Florida State. It's UM Florida State. Like, it's that important to us.
It's the Mecca.
It's the Mecca. Yeah.
Like, even as a photographer, I'm sitting here running with the boys, like, yes, we won. Like, I didn't do nothing on the field. I don't even got a little position on the field. You feel me? I don't even got a number, but
yes.
I'm happy I did it.
I absolutely feel that. I recorded the whole moment, and I watched it back, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, just screaming and happy. Like, yes, it is very different. And I love that you're able to do it for your school because you get to be happy. You get to celebrate. A lot of times when you're, like, media, like for a company or for a network, you can't really have that emotion. So definitely soak it in
right
while you're working with the schools because you get to enjoy it on a different level.
Right. And even just being in school with the players, it means a lot. Like,
yeah, these are your friends. Like,
right.
Yes.
Because it was different for me yesterday because we had the Western Palmetto play. And when I mean that energy was through the roof.
Yeah.
There's schools that just cannot bring that type of energy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went up on middle side. I was like, okay, this is cool. They're very cool.
Yeah.
But when I went on the west side,
I bet.
Powers ringing, cowbells swinging. I said, oh, yeah, this is where it's at. And I have teammates who have siblings on the team, and I have friends who are on the team. And it's just like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there bonding with them, talking to them while they're, you know, balling out, doing big things. It's a whole different experience. I love it. So
What have been some of your favorite moments on your sports photography journey?
I think one of my favorite moments was getting introduced to Footballville. Basically, I think that was like top five. Basically understanding like, okay, there's a lot more to football. There's the media aspect, and it goes so much deeper than anybody could possibly imagine. Yeah. So that was one of my biggest hurrah moments, and also like, wow, this is an eye opener for me. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. It was something that I became infatuated with.
Yeah.
Another one of my moments that was one of my favorites was actually yesterday. I had talked to Teddy Bridgewater and the athletic director at the West, and I was just like, hey, I'm here if y'all need any content. Like, I have no personal vendetta. I'm just here to, you know, capture.
Yeah.
And they're open to it, from what they tell me, they are open to it. So I'm just like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it's cool because I love the West. And yeah. I love Nola too. Don't get me wrong. That's home.
For sure.
I love the energy that they bring. So I was just like, okay, this is really cool. This feels great. This feels nice.
This makes me so proud because you are networking. That is what it's all about. Like, these people will remember your face. They'll remember your name. They'll remember your content. And they're going to look for you on the sideline. And you coming through with the blonde hair. I don't know how long you can keep it. But you already got that, like, that wow factor to you. Like, you're good at your job. And then they're going to know Blondie. Blondie. That's what I'm calling it. Like, so I'm just proud of you for networking, because it can be intimidating. Like, you on the sideline. And we talk about it all the time in the industry. Like, heavily male dominated in some cases. We are seeing a lot more women come through. But, like, when you're on the sidelines, it's men. It's the team. It's the coaches. Yeah. So, like, to be able, 11th grade, walking up to head coaches, AD, putting yourself out there, like, that's huge. And it takes a lot of courage. And I'm proud of you for being bold enough to do that.
It does. I can't even give all the credit to me, because that's another thing, networking. The fact that I know certain people, mm-hmm. like, hey, can you introduce me to such and such? Or mm-hmm. and even if it is, it really is scary, though, because I'm a female and I'm young. Yeah. So I'm in the industry, like, okay, hey, I'm here, what's up? And there's people that's been there 10, 15 years that are looking at me like, mm-hmm. who is she? Why is she here? Like,
right.
Just wait, I'm here. Just
right,
wait.
Right.
I'm here as long as you.
Absolutely.
I'm here.
Yep.
So,
and I'm good at my job, I'm going to handle my business. Like,
right.
If you do your thing, I'm going to do my thing.
Right. And I don't, the biggest fear for me as a female content creator and photographer is like, and me being so young, I hate the scenario type where I hate when people think, oh, she's just a girl, or she just wants to be one of the players, right? She just wants to, you know, no.
Yeah. I'm about my business, okay? I'm not
here for that. If that was the case, I would have been in the sidelines like, hey, da-da-da. Yeah. I don't even roll like that.
Yeah.
So, it's basically showing people like, hey, this is more than just, I love the game of football. It's, I love everything. I love every aspect of it. So proving people wrong is scary, but yeah. It's a thing to do, though.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I am so proud of you. Like, every time I talk to you, I'm just more prouder, if that is a sentence. But I just feel like you are doing the things that I was intentional about doing when I was in school. And I feel like it's even bigger now because social media is so big. Like, I remember when I was on the sideline taking photos, I would post them on my personal Facebook and the players would come to my Facebook and download it from there. Like, you got a whole process, you dropping links, you posting on your page, you collabing. So it's just like, you have even more opportunities than I had. Like, you have a camera. My parents had to buy me a camera and they were stressing me like, girl, you gonna use this camera? Are you seriously gonna use this camera? Like, the school really didn't have any resources for it. So even hearing like there's a film class and there's photography clubs, like, I'm just so happy with the growth and you're capitalizing off of it in a great way. Like, I saw you at, I think you were at some type of 7-on-7 or something like that. You were at earlier this year?
Yeah. No?
Okay. I'm just like, doing different events and stuff. And it's like, whether Norland is a part of it or not, like, you use your home base to grow and to connect and like hone your craft. And now you're able to go elsewhere. And it's like, I can thrive outside of my home environment too.
Right.
That's cool.
That was a big scare for me as well. Like just being there and being able to say, hey, I'm not just with Norman. Yeah. Like, and just kind of step aside from them and pull away a little. It still is a little scary for me because like me taking pictures and videos there, I don't want them to be that. She's going to go bring it back. Uh-huh. No, no, no.
Yeah.
I'm loyal. Don't get me wrong, but I have boundaries and I have, no.
Yeah. You about your business. Like you're not here to put teams against each other. You're here to get your content.
Right. And even if I'm trying to bring y'all together in positive.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's the biggest for y'all.
Absolutely.
So it was just like, let's work.
Yeah.
And like not even just that, but just be there for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started taking pictures, it wasn't even like, oh, I need to get money or I need to do this. It was just personally something that I enjoyed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm getting some type of recognition, now it's like, okay, hey, I don't mind getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm there for X amount of time. Like, okay, hey, I am here for like 5 hours. Like,
yeah, absolutely. It's your business. You run a business.
Right.
And people get paid for photography. So there is nothing wrong with that. And I am very proud of you for having your prices. I be seeing your whole back to school, girl. I be watching. Oh, it's the price. Hit me up. I love that you're an entrepreneur because at the end of the day, you have a service you can provide. You're good at it. There's nothing wrong with asking for money for it. And people will pay it.
Right. I just realized that because I am shy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in certain aspects because me as a student, I realized like, hey, not everybody has a job.
Mm-hmm.
Has the support system that I may have or other people may have. Not everybody has the funds to say, hey, let's do this. Or, hey, I can send you this amount. No, I realize that. So I'm like, sometimes I be under
uh-huh.
So I be like, okay, hey, it's just $10 here.
Yeah.
But it's something that I have to work on and also realize like, hey, some of these players do have NIL money. Mm-hmm. So I cannot just be like, okay, hey, it's $10. No, you can really get 50 if you want it.
Absolutely. And honestly, I'm still working through that with all-inclusive sports. Like when I do my social media trainings, like I have a price in mind, but some people can't pay it. So it's just like, I'm trying to figure it out when it's the price and when there's some wiggle room. Like it's all a learning process. And I feel like you're doing what you need to do because you got to have that discernment because sometimes it's not all about the dollar. Like sometimes it is like, I'm going to do this because I like you. I care about you. I want to support you in this way. But other times it's like, no, the price is the price today. Like it is what it is.
And that's one of the biggest things, like even being a photographer and a student athlete, I've been trying to incorporate God in it because for so long, I always thought like, okay, I got to go to practice, but I have to do Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to practice and I got to do this.
Yeah.
So, and then me also being a part of Student Government Association, now I'm junior vice president. So it's a lot of things that I have to be like, okay, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this. I also have to set time with God. But I'm like, okay, let's incorporate God into everything daily.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a work in progress. It is. So he helped me like decide and do certain things.
Yes.
It's all about him. All the glory goes to him, literally. So anything I'm doing, all the glory goes to him. So anything I see a team praying, reposting it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what probably gets you by.
Yeah. So
that's my biggest thing that I want to do is, you know, make sure that people know that this is a Christ-based thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if like, that's the only way I flourish is because of him.
Yeah.
None of the credit goes to me.
Yeah.
So.
I love that. And I love to see like younger people. I shouldn't say young because I'm young too, but younger people like high school, middle school, like being public about their faith. Like you saying that, I see EJ posting prayers before games. Like I see people with scriptures in their bio and it's like, glory to God. Like people are not afraid or some people are not afraid to like put it out there. And I feel like it can be hard. It can be tough. Like you don't want to be that person where people don't feel like, you don't feel like people could come to you because like you're so strong in your faith, but also like, it's a welcoming spirit. Like it's all love. Like it's all uplifting. It's compassion. So when I say I'm proud of you, girl, I'm just so proud of you. This whole interview is just me saying I'm proud of you. That's awesome. Do you feel like being young, being in high school, doing your photography, do you feel like and this is like a weird question probably, but it's something I talk to with my friends in the industry. Do you feel like college will help you grow that craft? Or do you feel like you are learning some valuable things like now, kind of like in the field type of thing? Because that's a conversation that we have.
I'm glad you asked that question, because I was thinking about that while thinking.
Wow. Yeah.
I was like, I feel like college is a epic center.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a place where you can find multiple people. It's a place that you can connect and grow and network in the best way. So I feel like, yeah, it can help,
mm-hmm.
but it can also hinder what I have or what I have grown down here,
mm-hmm.
no matter where I go. So it's cool that I can grow in different places. And I think it may hurt a little bit to leave, but to answer your question, I think I am getting in field and I am getting field experience now. So I think it's helping a lot. And yeah. I think that plays a huge role in where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like college can help and it is beneficial. So it has its pros and cons.
Yeah. No, I feel the same. I was kind of faced with that same crossroad because I was thinking about going to FIU. And I was like, I'm already down here. Like, my brand was the reporter girl. Like, I was already down here. I had all these connections. I'm like, I'm going to go to Traz on Friday nights. I'm going to be down at FIU. Like, I'm going to do FIU on Saturday. Like, I had it all planned out. And then I got into the University of Florida. And I remember my mentor told me, he was like, that's one of the best journalism schools in the country. You're really going to give that up to be at Traz on a Friday night. Like,
right.
He was like, there's high school football everywhere. You're about to go to an SEC school. There's college football everywhere. And he was just saying, like, what you built, just carry it with you. But don't feel like you have to hold on to it down here in Miami so much. Like, it's always going to be here. And, of course, I ended up going to UF. And, of course, I ended up pursuing journalism and everything worked out. But I had that same feeling, like, should I leave Miami? Like, I'm building this. And I already felt like the connections I was making, I'm like,
it's going to go far.
Like, I felt all that, but I'm so happy I went to college because I had even more connections, even more experiences. So it worked out. But I feel like now there are so many content creators, podcasts, all kind of things happening, like from the ground up through social media, through YouTube, whatever. So I'm always interested to see like how people feel about like going to school for media when a lot of people are already doing it.
Right.
So interesting.
I feel like hopefully by then I'll have a certain amount of visibility,
mm-hmm.
When I do get to Tallahassee, God willing.
Okay. I'll pray with you on Tallahassee. Okay. I'll let go my Gainesville feelings.
When I do touch down in Tally, you know, I do have that visibility there already. And I can, you know, already coordinate with the coaches and, you know, different things like that. And just even just help out the team, like, that's my biggest thing is help, being a helper.
Yeah.
Being serving others.
Yeah.
That is something God does talk about. And don't get me wrong, I do have my lazy moments where I'm like, I don't want to do it.
I hear that.
I want to sleep. I want to club. I want to rest.
Yeah.
But just serve.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but it's something that I want to push myself to do.
Is the state championship in Tallahassee again this year?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I don't know. But I was going to say, that's a good opportunity to maybe do some connections at your future schools. Future school, I guess.
I would be a junior going into my senior year around that time. It's going to be mid-school year. So hopefully I get that little push and we make it. And even if another school I am covering does go,
mm-hmm.
if I can go with.
Yes, absolutely. We gonna believe that the opportunity will be there for you to take it.
Right. It's a journey. It's a ride. Let's see how long we go.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So switching gears, kind of fun questions about you. Favorite movie?
Coraline.
Okay. What's Coraline, girl? What's that?
I don't know how to explain it. It's a girl. It's like an animated movie.
Okay.
The girl, she moves from her hometown and she moves to this weird city. And it's so many like magical things that happen, like not good magical, but a lot of like mystery and stuff like that with the town and stuff like that. She meets a guy or a boy named YB, and they basically go deeper from there. And it's a lot of it's like a what if,
okay,
movie. It's really cool. I love it. I feel like the the, like, I don't know how to explain it. What's the word? It's a lot of, I want to say rumors. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, like, what if this happened? Or right. are they connected type of questions.
Gotcha.
So, or what about the movie? So I love it.
Favorite artist?
Keisha Cole.
Really?
Yeah.
Keisha Cole. Okay, that's interesting to me because, again, you're in high school. Like, that's why it's so... I love me some Keisha Cole. Okay, right. Favorite Keisha Cole song?
I would say Gotta Get My Heart Back.
See, I don't even know that song. I thought you was going to go Love, Heaven Sent.
Nah. No surface level.
You really deep into Keisha Cole's bag. Yeah. Got you.
I love her music. I think that my favorite... I think my favorite thing about her is that she sings from the heart. She sings from the soul. So when you hear it, you feel it. And it's like, oh my gosh, I got to hear that again because absolutely. You feel it with her. That's one of the most scariest things about music is that you feel what they're saying. But that's a beautiful thing because somebody that, well, for example, you don't know how to express how you feel, but that person said it the exact way that she needed to hear it. And you feel it through their music. I feel like that's such a beautiful thing. So yeah. That's something I love about Keisha for sure.
I agree. Somebody else I feel that from is Fantasia.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Fantasia sing. Like, I feel like I am in her body. Like, I felt that. Like, yes. Okay, so you like soulful music, like from the heart, deep messages. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. So what's your pregame song?
On My Mama by Victoria Monet.
Ooh, okay. So we're going R&B vibes. Okay.
That's what she say. I look fly. I look good. Yeah. I'm first to me, but the band in the back also is like, it's football time, so let's go.
Absolutely.
It's time to shoot. It's time to lock in. It's time
to
get out your comfort zone. It's time to be not just Alana Charles, but be the Alana Chitara, be VBJ, be Visuals by Chitara.
I love that.
It gives me that little oomph, that little push.
No, regardless. Yeah. And I think it's interesting too because a lot of times people only think like the players on the field getting hype, but like when we come into work, we like, I'm gonna get the best shot, I'm gonna get the best video. Like, we're literally talking to ourselves, like, ready for the moment. I'm not missing nothing.
And photography is mental as well. I realized that. Like, I remember state game, I was taking pictures, I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be raw. Mm-hmm. And when them pictures came out tough,
yeah,
I didn't know how to edit them for real because I was still getting used to, you know, being around the team and editing how they wanted it to be edited. But I remember one day I was like, oh, these pictures suck.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at them, they sucked a little.
Yeah,
but I that's when you realize, like, you got to know how you roll and you're like your talent because those pictures actually did come out good, but it wasn't how I thought they would be.
Yeah,
it is mental, it is.
Yeah, I bet. And I feel like it's so unforgiving, like photography, video, like you can't make the play happen again. Like, you miss it, you miss it. Like, camera not recording, you missed the touchdown, you just missed it. So it's just like, you really gotta be locked in the same way. Like, the players gotta be locked in. It's just like, you gotta be ready for the moment. There's no do-overs.
Literally. And I feel like that's one of the best things about covering a good school is that you know that touchdown is gonna happen again.
Yep.
That pick six is going to happen in third quarter.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's one of the best things. That's why another reason why I do want to capture the West as well is because I know they don't disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
As much as they had a bad season, but I know that the players they have the potential to just, they're just a good school all around, or at least for arts. So I feel like that's something I want to capture for
yeah.
Don't get me wrong, Norla can do the same thing.
Yeah.
But like I said, I do have to grow.
Yeah, I love that you're expanding. It takes a lot of courage, but you're doing it.
It does.
You're doing it. Because at the end of the day, you're not the Norland team photographer. Like, you are a photographer. You are a VBJ. Like, your brand is bigger than one school, one area. And that's what's going to carry you when you get to Tallahassee. I film this school, that school. Like, this right. athlete. And they're going to remember you.
Right. And shoot, who knows, those athletes that I recorded are going to transfer to the same school I'm going to. Yep. So it's really about connections and, you know, building those bonds and even just understanding, getting to know the players off the field because I don't know about other outlets, but they actually do realize, like, hey, these players have lives, these players have emotions, these players have feelings. So I sit there even as like a as a friend and just even as like a person, I just like, hey, great, how's the game? You all right? And even just being there to support them, because I feel like a player needs that, an athlete needs that, because when I first started track, I felt like I didn't have the support from, you know, the student body or the friends that I had, because I was just jumping into it. But I realized once I started, you know, having those friends and building those bonds with certain people, they helped me and they were like, hey, you got this, you're gonna jump this amount of meters, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. So I realized like that is how it is with football. It is mental. It is something that you gotta power through and it's all in your head. So
for sure. That's
something I do want to help players with.
Yeah. And the people who you build those relationships with and like genuinely care about, they really will remember you. That goes a long way with people. Like I remember one of my mentors says, like, after a team wins the Super Bowl, everybody texts the winning quarterback. But who's texting the losing quarterback?
Right.
And like, hey, are you okay? Like, I'm sorry about the loss. Like, you good or bad? Like, if you're going to ride for somebody, you got to do it on both sides. And I feel like people will remember you caring about them. They'll remember your work. And these people are going to be great athletes. They're going to need photographers, personal photographers, team photographers. They're going to know, like, she's good at her job and she's a good person. That's right. Going to get you real far. Describe your personality in 3 words.
Ooh. 3 words. Spontaneous.
Okay.
Fun/funny.
Okay.
And growth.
Ooh. Okay, describe the growth aspect for me. I want to hear more about that.
I feel like my personality or me as a person, I'm always growing. I feel like I'm always evolving, always changing. So I feel like I can't just say, oh, I'm a happy person. Mm-hmm. Because that may change. 1 month I may be down in the dumps and I want to be the happy person I claim to be. So I would say growth is a huge thing. Also prioritizing my mental health. Mm-hmm. So growing and understanding who I am as a person, growth is one of the main things I can say about myself.
Yeah. How do you balance everything? I know you just mentioned mental health, like school, your own athletics, photography. How do you balance it and stay grounded mentally?
If I'm being real, I don't. If I'm being real, I don't balance. Like I try to live by something I say all the time, let go and let God. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of just go with the flow. And if something just interrupts that flow, I just be like, hey, I got to do this. Or, hey, you got to do that. I'm like, okay, let's do it. And it's something I just got to power through. But I know some days I do have to take that break. Like this summer, I felt like I missed a lot, but I needed to take that break because I did go to Georgia for about a week. Mm-hmm. So I did take that break and I said, okay, I kind of did need that because I felt refreshed. I came back a different person. Mm-hmm. So just taking those times to, you know, breathe and let myself know, like, hey, you're human. Hey, you are somebody outside of the camera. You are somebody outside of the track. You are somebody outside the classroom.
Yeah.
So let myself know that, like, hey, you're loved. You're welcome. You're all right.
Mm-hmm. So, I like that. You love. You're welcome. You're all right.
It takes time.
Yeah, it does. And then also being intentional about planning your breaks could help too. Like, you know, football season going to be crazy, but from state game to the start of the January, like school, like, can you take a break? Can you go on a trip? Can you shut down your social media a little bit? Like, just being kind of intentional about scheduling that can help as well, because it's like it can feel year round, but there are always pockets you can kind of sneak in usually.
Right. I was saying about that, like for spring break and winter break and stuff like that. I know I want to plan something for my birthday because my birthday is December 18th and it falls on Wednesday. So I was like, I think Thursday is our last day of school. Mm-hmm. So, like, I want to do something that whole weekend, like
good.
Push off, do something cool. If there's an event, I might just slide to it, but
yeah,
you know, stuff, let people know I'm there, but might leave a little early. Do something for me.
Yeah.
You
know? Absolutely.
So that's something I am looking forward to.
Yeah. Okay. What is something about you that you would want people to know? They may not know this from your page, your photography, but what is something you want them to know?
I'm a cool person. I'm not gonna lie. I'm really goofy. Like, I don't know if people don't pay attention to me a lot on the sideline because I wear all black and also because I am female and I'm very quiet. So people don't pay attention to me a lot. But I mean, I be dancing on the sideline, joking in music. I be in my own little world for real. So I am a very outgoing, fun person. Like I just love living life. I love being around different things. I'm just different.
Yeah.
So I feel like I wish people would know that just how y'all are goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all play around the same way. I just don't see it.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to ask you that question, because I feel the same way about myself. Like, they be having fun, and in my head, I be right there with them. Like, I be laughing, and it's just like, but we there, we're doing a job. So we're like not showing it all the time, but like, we are cool. We are fun. We love sports just like you. We silly just like you. We on TikTok just like you. Like, right. Like, we're cool people, but a lot of times we get put in like the media box. And then also, like, when you're a woman, it's like, it's kind of it's just like, nah, we cool. Like, we like to have fun. We want to dance after the win. Like, we want to turn up too. So don't forget about us. Like, we cool.
Literally. And I was just sitting there like, I be want to have fun with y'all too. I might hit a little backflip with you.
Exactly. You never know.
But when I am on the field, I do have a serious face, or I look like real deep in thought, which I am.
Yeah.
I am a thinker. That's something I do got to chill off on, because I do think a lot.
You overthink?
A little bit. But I just brainstorm a lot, and I have a lot of things I want to do. I have a lot of things I want to accomplish. So sometimes I may have that face like I'm biting it, the inside of my mouth, like, okay, what can we do? What can we do?
You're not your next move. Yeah.
Right. And people sit there, I know other photographers, they look at me and be like, you straight? Like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
You had to work. What's up?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember I was at a basketball game a few weeks ago, and like, this older guy walked past and he looked at me. He was like, smile. And I was like smiling, but I'm like, I'm smiling back at him, but like, I'm working. Like, I'm like trying to figure out where I want to be, like what side of the court I want to be on, like what player I want to get next. Like, I'm locked in.
Right.
Just athletes, I'm locked in too. So you're probably not going to see all smiles, but I'm happy.
Literally. It's also about consistency too, like me telling myself like, hey, I need to post, or hey, I need to get in contact with this person or this athlete, just make sure things are straight for this game or whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
Being consistent, make sure my presence is known. That's one of the biggest things I brainstorm about.
Yeah,
so sure. It's a work in progress for sure. That's the only thing I can really say. It's a journey.
Yeah, but you're doing it. You're on a journey and you're doing it. yes ma'am. Yes. Okay, what would be your advice to other aspiring photographers? Because I don't consider you an aspiring photographer anymore. Like, you are a business. You have a business. You are a photographer, period. So, like, what would you say to those aspiring, maybe 9th grade, 10th grade, they see you on the sideline, they want to get in. What would you say to them?
Keep pushing. Make that page. Get that camera. Talk to people. Get and join your local, you know, photography page, or, you know, do different things. But like, don't be scared. Mm-hmm. Jump into it. I don't care if people make it seem like you're annoying, or, you know, you're a groupie. No, just let people know like, hey, I'm here. Let your presence be known, and also carry yourself a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
That means a lot. Just you being the person that you are, connected to a media outlet or not, being who you are means a lot. Because yes. I remember, like, I was at a game and I was networking with this one person. I said, hey, I talked to this person. I know this person. They're like, I don't really like that person. But I said, hey, I'm different. I'm not that person. So make sure that they know who you are and kind of have an identity outside of everything else.
Yeah.
So kind of keep going and just be you. I know it sounds cliche, but literally just be you and keep going.
Yeah, I like that. What was the hardest part about getting started for you? I heard you say, like, in your advice, make that page, get the camera. What was the hardest part about starting?
Make sure I'm doing everything right.
That thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, is this caption wrong? Or is this caption going to give me this amount of views? Or am I going to do this wrong? I just realized, like, I just got to live in the moment, just learn.
Yeah. And
I'm still learning that, because I'm my own blocker at times. Like, I kind of stop myself from growing at certain times, but I realized, like, I just got to jump out there and do it.
Yeah.
So it takes time. It does. And I'm getting kind of better at it. I'm not going to lie. Cause I remember I was looking for a caption, but I was trying to think, I was like, should I say this? I'm like, just use emojis. I'm
done. Yeah. Goodbye. Here go the pictures. Bye.
Like, I mean, that's what they're there for. Emojis is something to show out how you feel. So,
yeah,
that's what I'm feeling. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's good. Just do it. And that's something I kind of went back and forth with this whole podcast. It's like, okay, Brittany, you're 29. You about to be talking to high school athletes, middle school athletes. Like, how does that look? Like, is it weird? Like, literally all in my head. But it's like, this is what I'm passionate about. Like, I love sharing people's stories. And like, this is where I got my start in sports media, like high school football, Dade County. So it's like, I just did it. And the reception has been amazing. And a lot of times, like, you don't even realize people are waiting for you to do what you do. Like, God has put it in your heart for a reason, and people are like waiting on you. You don't even know that. Like, they're waiting to see you on the sideline. They are waiting for this podcast to come out. Like, so you just got to do what's in your heart. You can't really worry about all that. And it's easier said than done.
Literally.
But once you do it, it's just like, oh, that wasn't so bad. First episode out, post-made. Next game.
Yeah, that's how I was when I first started taking pictures. I was like, I don't like these. Are these okay?
Yeah.
They don't like it. What should I say? Who should I send it to? Mm-hmm. And then when I posted it, I sent it out. I was like, that's me.
Yeah.
And then I started asking place for feedback. And they're like, you should start using filters. You should start doing this. You should start doing that. And really becoming, that's another thing I should say to the youth, is become receptive. Don't feel like you know everything, because there's always so much that you can learn. There's always so many things that you can start doing. There's so many different platforms and, you know, different softwares that you can start using and doing. So it's just like, be open to learning, be a student in the field.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. Like, the amount of interviews that I watch, Taylor Rooks, LaChina Robinson, like all these people, like, I'm trying to grow my craft. Like, I don't have it all together. People may love this podcast, but I want it to be better. I want it to be bigger. So the same with you, like, just being open, getting that feedback. Like, that's such a good thing. Because I feel like the moment you feel like you got it all and nobody can tell you nothing, you're done.
Right.
You're done. Like, LeBron James still out there training. Like, people are working always and, like, wanting help. So it's just like, when you got it all, it's done.
Right. There's something God put on my heart. There's something God told me. He was like, don't become complacent.
Mm.
And I was like, whoa. Like, what you mean?
Yeah,
I was like, that's not me, but I do have my moments where I'm like, well, I'm all right, where I'm at. I'm chilling, that. But in order for me to continue growing and do what I want to do, I cannot be complacent. I cannot get comfortable. I cannot be content where I'm at. So I said, all right, God, I got you. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So it is something. Also incorporating him in my walk.
Yeah, one of my mentors told me, you're either moving forward or going backwards. Like, you're never staying the same. So it's just like, you need to focus on moving forward and growing all the time, because the moment you stop, like, you're slowly declining, like, you're slowly going backwards. You're losing those skills, you're losing those muscles. And before you know it, it's like, man, it's been 3 months. I ain't do nothing.
Right.
Like, it's been 4 months. I ain't do it. It's like, be careful. Yeah. That complacency.
Yeah. It's a lot. I would say that, but I'm loving it.
And I feel like you're so mature about it too. Like, even in this conversation, you've been in 11th grade, like, the way you're talking, the things you're realizing, like, it's so far beyond your years. So I have no doubt that you will be fine, better than fine, like, good.
I'm trying. Yeah. That's why I love when people tell me, I'm like, yes, I'm doing something right. I'm holding myself up to how I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to stand this for myself, but I'm also like, don't think you're all that in the bag of chips.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you talk to God about it. Talk to your parents. Make sure everything's great before you start connecting and doing other things. But I am a JIT.
Yeah. So much life ahead of you.
Right.
You're doing what you need to do. I'm telling you, literally, I know people my age, even older, who are still afraid to start, who are afraid to do the things they want to do. So, like, you definitely are making it happen, JIT or not. Like, you out here. But you have the right mindset, for sure.
Thank you. It's appreciated, for real, because I get messages from some of my closest friends, and they're happy about seeing my progress and, you know, seeing where I go. But I'm just like, let's see where I go.
Because you still like, okay, there's more levels to this. Like, I'm just getting started. Yeah.
So I'm just taking it all in.
That's
all I can say, is I'm just being humble with it. And just, that's one of the things my father did always tell me, like, be humble and you know, remain focused. So I'm just like, I'm keep my head down. Let's keep working. Let's keep doing what we do.
For sure. Okay. Last question. I like to end on this. Who is someone who has been instrumental in your success who you have not had the chance to tell? Who is the person and what is your message to them? This person has been there for you, supported you, and who knows how, but like you just never had a chance to tell them thank you or like I appreciate you.
You put me on the spot.
Take your time.
I know a few people I could tell, honestly.
Okay.
I know a few people I could tell for real. Can I name a few?
Yeah, absolutely. This is your moment.
I would like to thank my grandma because when I first got my own personal camera, I said, I don't know how I'm gonna take pictures because I had a short lens. I had like a 55 mm lens and I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna do it. That ain't gonna give me nothing. That's gonna give me like
right there. Yeah.
Gonna give me like headshots and whatever. And I was like, yeah. Nah. So she invested in me, she got me that, and it's been a lifesaver. Now I'm working on getting another lens and getting it longer. So her, my parents, my mother, she has taken me to almost every shoot, to almost every 7-on-7, to almost every meeting, to every school event that I have, every event that Norlin has, and they need me to be the photographer. I thank her. I thank my dad for, you know, giving me those tips and tricks and, you know, helping me mentally because him and I are both the oldest. So there's things that my mom being the youngest, she would understand.
Yeah.
So there's certain things that him and I connect on. So I want to thank him for that. Because he does tell me how that Kobe mentality, like practice regardless, keep going, keep doing what you got to do.
Yeah.
And then I would say my aunts and uncles, because they are into media and the industry also.
Okay.
And also the sponsor at Miami Norlin, the photography teacher and art teacher. He's the person who allowed me to pick up my first camera and start taking pictures for the school. So I haven't officially told him thank you, but I am overly gracious and beyond happy that she has allowed me to do so many things. And I know I haven't seen him this school year much because I've been busy, but
yeah.
I really want to thank him and shout him out and give him all the love because he trusted me with his baby. Because he got a whole bunch of different cameras. He trusted me with his baby all weekend. And he let me bring it back to him on Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you have to have some type of gut feeling that, like, hey, she's going to bring it back. Right. So I thank him so much for the opportunity. Because he could have easily just said, you better get that back to me. At that right. Or you better bring it back to me this day or whatever. And he let me use his SIM cards. He let me use all different types of things. So I'm grateful for him. Truly.
I love that. Well, y'all heard her. She's grateful for y'all. She appreciates y'all. And she's putting in work because y'all got her back. Y'all
right. Her. Y'all got me on this journey. Y'all gonna stay with me, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Keep going.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, I'm so glad we did this. This was such a great conversation. And it really did feel like a conversation. Like sometimes these kind of feel more like an interview, but I feel like this was just two friends talking.
Right.
So that's good. Well, good luck the rest of the season. As you cover Norlin and all the other schools in the area, I hope you get all the access that you're looking for. And I just know, like, you're going to continue to do great things.
Thank you so much.